finally today, think of all the protests held over the past 12 months. And what comes to mind is the Arab Spring or Occupy Wall Street, right? In Latin America, though, the student protests in Chile were also headline news in 2011, and the protests there are still taking place. Yesterday, students took to the streets near the University of Santiago. Police used water cannon and tear gas to try and control the demonstrators. The students in Chile are calling for education reform. They say the current tuition system is rigged to favor the rich and should be replaced with one that makes education accessible to everyone. Chilean singer Ana Tijoux was inspired by the student movement to write this song, Shock.
Venenos tus monólogos, tus discursos incoloros, no ves que no estamos solos, millones de polo a polo, al son de un solo coro, marcharemos con el tono, con la convicción que basta de robo, tu estado de control, tu trono podrido de oro, tu política y tu riqueza y tu tesoro, no, la hora sonó, la hora sonó. No permitiremos más, más tu doctrina del shock. La hora sonó, la hora sonó del shock. La hora sonó, la hora sonó del shock.
Shock is on Ana Tijoux's new album, La Bala. The song has become an anthem for protesters in Chile, and Tijoux is a little uncomfortable with that.
I think it's very hard when they told you to be an anthem because it's too much responsibility, you know? Like, I'm just a musician. I'm just sensitive of what happened in my country. And I think that the way that we made the song was very simple. We was making the album and in a house of a friend's, and it was protest everywhere. And of course, this is kind of stuff that everybody's talking about. It's not only in the news. It's what you talk with your family, with your kid. It was really a topic that is about free education and education of equality that is not even about to be fascist or racist or whatever. It's education for everybody. We are talking about a transversal topic for our society.
The students in Chile are demanding essentially free education, an end to the privatization of schools and universities. Do you think that's going to happen? Do you think the students will get what they want?
I want to think that that will happen. If not, we will not be fighting. I think that the worst that can happen in this kind of place is what, where you think that is not possible. I think that that is like when your dream is dead. I think to have hope is the best jewelry that we can have as a human being.
Now, the protests, the student protests in Chile, they do seem to blend into the global protest movement, whether it's Tahrir Square and the activists who fought last year across North Africa with the Arab Spring, or the Occupy Wall Street movement in North America, or the Indignados in Spain. Do you see the Chilean protests in the same context?
Of course, I think that this awakening up of conscience is global. I think that this unlogical system that is happening, this dinosaur of the capitalism, is affecting every country. And I think this awakening up is like something super simple, like a citizen, the way you say like, wow, this does not have a logic in this place. So I think that every fight, Occupy Oakland or Indignados in Spain, Occupy Wall Street or whatever, they are all connected because at the end, there are the same issues. Is everybody in the same package? There is no sustaining this. And that's why there is so much ecological also protest right now. Like, there is no sustain for this system, not anymore. Like, and I think that everybody is like beginning to think about it, like to begin to have a reflection of what is happening.
Singer Ana Tijoux, you can see the video for Shock, her song inspired by the student protests in Chile. It's at theworld.org. And we'll leave you with a sample of the title track from Ana Tijoux's new album, La Bala.
La muerte lo miró de forma desafiante, con la sangre entre los dientes y una oscuridad reinante. La bala entre tanto suspendida fija, bailaba un asesinato girando sobre sí misma, se perdió de vista la vida con su pista, mientras joven padece ante el deceso su conquista, el suelo. De rodillas su peso cambia lentamente del rojo al hielo. Angelitos de papel se han perdido por Babel. ¿Quién devolverá esta piel? La madre le suplica al coronel. La muerte y su carrusel fúnebre en su vaivén. Un juicio final cruel. El ángel le suplica al coronel. Boom, 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 boom. Boom.
That's it for us today. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. The World is produced by Jeb Sharp, along with Andrea Crossan, Joyce Hackle, Carol Hills, David LaValle, April Peavy, Adeline Sear, Tracy Tong, and Carol Zoll. Ann Lopez is our director, assisted by Catherine Griffin. Our editors are Jennifer Gorin and Aaron Schachter. William Troop is senior editor, Chris Wolf, news editor. Our managing editor is Jonathan Dyer. The executive producer of The World is Andrew Sussman. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Join us online at theworld.org. And have a great weekend. Marcada por un beso de labios de la madre, perdida en desconsuelo, y soy yo ver el cielo, lágrimas del desierto.